Well, great news for our small business owners throughout the state of Florida that have suffered economic damage as a result of the BP Gulf oil blowout. Ken Feinberg, who is administering the $20 billion claims facility, announced that you don't have to have oil on your beach or nearby to make a claim for lost profits or damage to your business. And there are a lot of small business owners right here in the Gulf Coast that were very uncertain about going through the time and effort to make that claim if it was only going to be denied because there's no oil here.
Because Mr. Feinberg earlier had announced that one of the conditions that he was going to take into account was how close was your business to the oil spill. So a lot of people in Tampa Bay maybe thought that it wouldn't have been worth it for them to have a claim.
That's right, especially if you're a small business and all you're doing every day is trying to keep your business afloat. You probably didn't have time to go through the rigmarole of getting paperwork together and making a claim. Now I think those business owners will be heartened that there's not going to be this arbitrary policy that there had to be oil nearby, because we all understand the impact of BP's disaster on the state of Florida. The damage was not limited to the areas of the panhandle where the oil washed up. This is an environmental catastrophe, an economic catastrophe, from our fishermen to fish shops, retail centers, and especially our mom-and-pop hotels and motels all along the beautiful Gulf Coast.
So what advice could you give then to a business owner in the Tampa Bay area who thinks that they may have had economic impact but have not yet applied for compensation? Where can they apply?
The first resource, they need to go to GulfCoastClaimsFacility.com. That is Ken Feinberg's administered $20 billion fund. It lays out the protocols and requirements. It's pretty easy to work your way through. Be sure if you have a friendly accountant or your bookkeeper, you need to get all of those documents in order. And if you have a valid claim, make that claim. And if anyone needs any help, we're in touch with Mr. Feinberg's office and others to make sure that they are processing these claims expeditiously. That's been a real challenge.
In other news of the oil disaster, the Associated Press reports a salvage executive says BP interfered with efforts to lower an undersea robot trying to close the rig's failed blowout preventer. Representative Kasser said she had not yet heard of this specific allegation, but
it is in line with everything we learned during our Energy and Commerce oversight hearings regarding how BP tried to hide the ball, how they took shortcuts while at the same time claiming that deep water oil drilling is as safe as can be. What they did over time was elevate profits over safety. So I think more of these stories are going to come out, and we've got to do everything possible to hold BP accountable for the economic damage and environmental damage and ensure that the taxpayers are not on the hook for one dime of BP's disaster.